Talk about heaven, I murmured before shoving another bite of the chocolate ganache cheesecake into my mouth. A sinful moan rose from deep in my throat before I could stop myself. Good God, Jade, no wonder you're pregnant, Piper said, her tone a mix of admiration and humor. She sat beside me, wearing black skinny jeans and an electric blue tank top that matched the streak in her dark hair. No man could resist that sort of temptation. Now I know why Kane is always talking about your cheesecake addiction. Piper? Kat, my best friend, shook with laughter, her curly red hair falling into her eyes. She pushed it back and glanced around the room, her hazel gaze landing on another bride-to-be who was staring at us with her eyes wide and her mouth hanging open. I smiled at the woman and pointed at the cheesecake. Get this one. Trust me. Your groom will thank you in all the right ways. Her cheeks turned red as she looked away, but a small secret smile tugged at her lips. She's getting this one for sure, I whispered to Piper and Kat. You bet your ass she is, Piper said and took a bite of her rum maple cupcake. Kat glanced at the six different pieces of cake in front of her.
I'm just not sure. I like the mocha, but I don't love it. Maybe we need to try a few more bakeries.
I'm up for it, I said, and shoved another decadent forkful of cheesecake into my mouth. Of course you are. Piper rolled her bright blue eyes. Not all of us have the luxury of blaming our weight gain on an impending bundle of joy. I glanced down at my mostly still flat stomach.
You think I'm gaining too much weight?
No. Piper took a sip of coffee. But after you scarf down a metric ton of wedding cake, you'll have the perfect excuse. Good enough for me, I grinned, enjoying the thought of indulging in every flavor of cheesecake ever made. Kat sighed, pushing her plate away.
And here I am running 3 miles every day just to make sure I can fit into my wedding dress.
What dress? You haven't even picked one out yet, I said, trying to tamp down my impatience. Kat was driving us all crazy with her inability to make any decision for her upcoming nuptials.
Whichever one I order.
She gave me a look that said I'd clearly gone insane. Except I wasn't the one driving myself batshit with wedding details. Both Kat and Piper had recently gotten engaged. Piper was taking all the planning in stride. Kat, not so much. We'd already been to 4 bakeries, not including the one we were at today. Piper had picked a mini cupcake collection at the first shop we'd visited. Kat was waiting for something to wow her. Right, I said, sharing a knowing glance with Piper. We were both thinking the same thing. How many stores was Kat going to drag us to before she decided which gown she wanted? And worse, were we going to spend the next 4 months in dressing rooms trying on everything from taffeta to lace for our bridesmaid dresses? I grimaced, thinking about how to navigate ordering a dress when I was going to be 7 months pregnant. At least Piper had had the decency to schedule her wedding for New Year's Eve. My little one would already have made his or her appearance by then.
What's wrong? Kat asked, her brow wrinkled in concern.
Nothing. I smiled brightly. Just wondering how much of this cheesecake I should bring home.
I was thinking of a mattress picnic with Kane.
Naked mattress picnic, Piper clarified. Kat shook her head, her lips pressed together in a thin line.
You two need a cold shower.
Piper raised one eyebrow and met my gaze. I think Mom is annoyed with us. I shrugged, unconcerned, then eyed Kat as I answered Piper. She's just stressed with all the planning. If she'd take my lead and surprise Lucian with a few chocolate-covered assets, I bet she'd be a lot more relaxed.
You want me to cover my assets with chocolate? Kat asked, incredulous.
We both ignored her.
Maybe she needs a few lessons.
Piper's eyes flashed with mischief as she studied Kat. Have you ever heard of a whipped cream bikini?